Health Sciences North reported there are 38 active COVID-19 patients in the hospital, with four of them in the intensive care unit as of January 13. Across Ontario on Thursday, there were 481 COVID patients in intensive care units. As well, two new outbreaks have occurred at Sudbury Retirement Homes. Also on Thursday, Public Health Sudbury and Districts, PHSD, is reporting 111 new COVID-19 cases. No new deaths were reported. The health unit is also reporting there are now 983 active cases that are being monitored locally. Also, since the PHSD began tracking COVID-19 cases just over 22 months ago, there have been 7,455 total COVID-19 cases confirmed locally. PHSD also said 6,472 of those cases are now resolved. There are also several active outbreaks in Greater Sudbury at long-term care homes and the hospital. More complete details are included on the daily COVID-19 public health summary. As for the possible location of the new cases, PHSD said 86 new cases were reported to have occurred in the Greater Sudbury area, 16 new cases in the Rural Sudbury District and 9 new cases for the Manitoulin District. With respect to the possible causes of new and recent cases, PHSD reported 21 new cases linked to outbreaks, 14 new cases associated with close contact of a confirmed case, 34 new cases with no known epidemiological link, 44 cases with information missing, and 2 additional cases that are under investigation. PHSD also reported general demographics each day about the age groups for people who are becoming infected. Epidemiological data showed that the majority of local cases are persons in the 20 to 39 age category with 2,693 total cases, an increase of 35 cases. The next highest number was 1,820 for the 40 to 59 age group, an increase of 24. There were also 1,794 cases for the 19 and under age group, an increase of 13. Seniors in the 60 to 79 age group amounted to 854 cases total, an increase of 21. People aged 80 and over are currently the lowest category with 294 cases, an increase of 18. There was no change in the not specified category, which has 0 cases. Note: the numbers above might not correspond to other numbers being reported because the health unit does not report fresh numbers daily as they happen. Some of the numbers are delayed. With respect to COVID-19 testing, PHSD said there have been 363,304 total tests carried out locally since the pandemic began, an increase of 840 tests in the past 24 hours. With respect to vaccination numbers, PHSD is now reporting percentages of people vaccinated rather than doses given. The percentage of area residents who are now fully vaccinated translates to 77.2% of all people in the PHSD area. Public Health is also reporting new outbreaks occurring at the Golden Years Retirement Home and at the Southwind Retirement Home. There are also outbreaks at the hospital, and at several long-term care homes and congregate living homes in the city. More details can be found on the daily COVID summary page. Just scroll to the bottom of the summary page to COVID-19 outbreaks. It also includes locations where outbreaks have been declared over. Also, at Sudbury's Health Sciences North, there were 38 patients with confirmed COVID-19 at the hospital, said the hospital website. 4 of those patients were in the intensive care unit. In addition to this, there were 8 admitted patients being tested for COVID-19. HSN said one of the 8 patients was admitted to the ICU, intensive care unit. HSN has also reported 6 past positives for COVID-19, patients who no longer have the disease but still require care. None of those patients were in the ICU. There are still 2 active COVID-19 outbreaks at the hospital, 4th floor, South Tower, as of Jan.3, and 6th floor, North Tower, as of Jan.8. On the provincial COVID-19 roster today, the Ontario Government Daily website reported 9,909 newly confirmed COVID-19 cases across the province. This includes 486 COVID patients in intensive care. Also today, the province reported 46 new COVID-19 deaths.